Visiting today with PCM head baseball coach Brent Fridley to kind of recap their postseason in the Class 2A substate. Coach Fridley, let's just start off talking about that first game you guys had against East Marshall, you know, getting a 3-0 win over them after really just an incredible pitching performance by Caleb DeVries.
Yeah, Caleb had an absolute day, you know, 6 2/3 innings, and the only reason we had to take him out was because he reached his pitch count max, but gave up one hit, 14 Ks, walked four, and then at the plate, he was 1-for-1 with 2 RBIs. So probably the best I've ever seen Caleb throw. And, you know, he got hot for us on the mound a little bit toward the end of the season. So we rode that a little bit. Originally, our plan, you know, had we played Friday when we were scheduled to play, we were going to throw Trenner Van Dyke in that game. But with the weather, that delayed us a couple days, allowed Caleb to get couple extra days of rest and make him eligible to throw. So we made a little switch there after talking to the guys and the coaching staff and thinking through things, and he absolutely delivered for us. So I thought, you know, in that game too, though, you know, supporting Caleb defensively was key. We had, you know, several plays I can think of. I know Alex went caught one that was probably on the warning track and left, and you know, Carson Hansen ran one down and right. Jaden Hauser made a really nice play in the hole at shortstop, and Connor Bell tracked one down in a big spot, foul ball right up the middle. But we played really, really solid defensively to back up a really strong performance from Caleb.
You know, how neat was it kind of, though, you know, a kid like Caleb that's a senior, you know, his last start for PCM baseball, a kid that's, you know, been a dedicated member of the PCM baseball program, now in his last start being able to throw and have an outing like that?
Yeah, that was awesome for him, you know, and gave him a big hug afterward and just told him, man, you were absolutely nails when we needed it to be. And, you know, that's what you hope for veteran guys, is that they're playing their best when we need them. And he was absolutely there. And, you know, the other guys, too, on the team stepped up, too, to support him, like I said.
You know, and to move on to the Pleasantville game a little bit, you know, probably not the outcome you were looking for, especially, but, you know, Pleasantville, one of the best teams in the state for a reason. Talk about that game a little bit and how you feel that one went.
I was really happy with the way we came out. We had a run in that first inning and had a chance, actually, to make that potentially a crooked inning. Just couldn't get a couple guys in there late in that half, and then, you know, gave up one, I think, with two outs in the bottom half of the first, and then a couple more with two outs in the bottom of the first, and then held them at bay in the second, allowed two in the third, and then actually got our leadoff on in the top of the fourth, down 3-1, or 5-1, whatever it was. I'm trying to remember back to that one. But anyway, we had a chance there to tighten the screws a little bit and make it a one-run game there early. And then, unfortunately, just couldn't capitalize on that. Had some unlucky plays, too, where, you know, we misplayed some balls due to the sun, a couple soft line drives there, too. But you know, they hit some balls hard, too, when they needed to, and had some really quality at-bats. And, you know, with the team as talented as Pleasantville is, you just can't give them extra opportunities or free opportunities, extra outs, those types of things. And they absolutely took advantage of that and, you know, made us pay for that. And we just, you know, Bingham was really good on the mound. And then in relief there late in the game, they kind of shut us down, too. So just never could get anything across the plate after that first inning. Had a few chances there to maybe do some damage, but ultimately, you know, they outplayed us. And like you said, really, really talented ball club. And, you know, I think they can make some noise here in this tournament for sure.
You know, a lot to, as a head coach, there's probably a lot to digest when a baseball season ends and, you know, a lot for the dust to settle and everything like that. But, you know, for you, kind of what's the process like now moving forward, you know, as one season wraps up? And of course, sometimes baseball can be really a year-round thing.
Yeah, absolutely. After we got eliminated on Tuesday, I gave myself about 24 hours where I didn't think about baseball or tried not to. And then, you know, now I've got a pretty extensive checklist of things that I'm going to go through here. You know, I've been talking to coaches and throughout the season, I've been kind of keeping a list of things that, you know, I want to do differently. Maybe the way we train, how we approach, how we practice, things like that. So starting to think through that a little bit. Told the guys I'm going to give them, you know, at least a couple of weeks to kind of rest their bodies and go do something. So it is a grind. The season's a grind. So go enjoy the rest of the summer. But we're going to put in some, you know, some optional off-season throwing programs and give them some hitting stuff and things like that I'm hoping they'll do on their own. And then, before we know it, we'll be right back at it this winter with pitching and hitting. So looking forward to that. And like you said, the first season, like we've talked about, I've learned a lot. It's great for me to be around the personnel that we've got coming back now for a year and kind of know what we've got coming back, and then also have a pretty good idea of what we've got coming up from our younger guys. So planning on tailoring things to that a little bit. But, you know, in the same vein, yeah, I told a couple guys that I was around the other day, like, hey, man, the work starts now. So if we want to be better, we got to start putting in the time and the work here here now. So looking forward to that, and hopefully good things to come for this program.
Yeah, you mentioned the program a little bit. Do you feel that, you know, now that one season's under your belt and you've kind of maybe gotten the bearings a little bit on the PCM baseball program, do you feel that the program is getting steered in the right direction and an opportunity where, you know, obviously it's a long ways away, but next season that, you know, you guys can be a team that competes for a conference title or competes for a state tournament berth? Do you feel that you're at least on that trajectory?
I sure hope so. Yeah, like I said, I'm really encouraged by the guys in the program that we have coming back and what they've bought into. Now, we obviously have some big holes to fill, especially on the mound, losing Trenton Van Dyke and Caleb DeVries and Carson Hansen. You know, Connor Bell helped us a lot out there too. And, you know, so we've got some holes to fill for sure, and with Triggs batting the lineup too, that's certainly one that we've got to find some production for. So we're gonna have to have some guys step up, have some guys get stronger, and but I really do, like I said, I really do like the trajectory I think we're on, or and where we can go with this.
You know, and too, we talked about, you know, and we mentioned Caleb. But, you know, some talented seniors are on your team this year for sure, and a lot of guys that have been, as I mentioned, dedicated members of the PCM baseball program and have given a lot over their 4 years. You know, what have you enjoyed about the senior class?
Yeah, it starts with, you know, and I told each one of them, like you said, I really appreciated their dedication to the program. You know, baseball is hard. It's really hard when you're a senior, too, and, you know, you're out for baseball and your buddies are out you know, doing their own thing, and there's a lot of distractions and things like that. So I certainly appreciated their dedication. You know, I appreciate them giving me a shot. It's not always easy in your final year of a sport having a new coach. So I appreciated that for sure too. And you know, just being around those guys too, there's some fun personalities in that batch, and it's fun to get to be around them for the last you know, half a year or whatever it ends up being. And you know, I told them, hopefully you guys feel like you left your jersey in a better place. And I think they can all look in the mirror and say that they certainly did that for sure.
You know, and I guess I've never really asked a PCM baseball coach this before, and I don't know if it's the right question, but, you know, PCM with having such a strong football program and being a contender every year in football and being so good, you know, do you feel that there's some talented athletes at PCM that definitely could play baseball, but that, you know, their mind a little bit is focused on football there in the fall?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I've told people, that anybody that's asked me about PCM that's maybe not as familiar with our athletics program. We just have really good athletes here. And what we want is multi-sport athletes, whether that's football, basketball, you know, golf, track, soccer. I think that's really important, especially in a smaller school district. That's why a lot of us are here, to allow opportunities for our kids to participate in multiple things. And I think that's good. Football obviously has been our standard here for a long time, and Coach Bonner has done a tremendous job with that program. But, you know, I think there's other programs when you look around the state that are successful in football that are also successful in baseball. So I'm hoping that we can, you know, take a look at what they're doing, you know, and maybe mirror that a little bit. Now, I don't know if there's guys that aren't out that maybe are considering or not, but if they choose to come out, that'd be fantastic. But like I said, I'm really happy with the guys we have in our program that are dedicated to it right now, and doors open for any other athletes that want to give it a shot, for sure. And we certainly have plenty of them here.
Do you feel like, you know, and you mentioned it, and we've talked about it before, that baseball season is such a grind, and, you know, you're cramming so many games into such a short period of time. Do you feel like baseball teams, especially maybe compared with other sports, you build such a strong bond with the players and the coaching staff, to the fact that, you know, these kids are spending their summer together, they're spending every day together in the summertime when other people may be doing other things, and you guys are with each other every day, you're playing games every night. You know, do you feel that in a way that contributes to kind of a strong bond?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think that's part of the culture and that's part of the fun of summer baseball, right? It's after the games, I know guys would go to the players' pool or go have a fire or continue that, and that's great for me to see because it shows that the guys enjoy being around each other. So I think there's definitely that for sure, and it's weird because you start kind of together in the winter, and there's that grind of being inside, and you get tired of doing the same thing inside. And you try to mix that up, and then you get outside and you're like, all right, here we go. And Coach Burns and I were talking about this in the parking lot after our game. And then you snap your fingers and all of a sudden it's done because you are cramming so much baseball into that short window. And it's literally every day. So, I think there's certainly something to be said for that, but I do enjoy, being around the guys and hearing some of the ancillary conversations that are happening. And, it's fun just being around kids and seeing them enjoy being around each other for sure.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today and, of course, our conversations all season long, and looking forward to the future of PCM baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, appreciate all your coverage of PCM baseball this summer.